Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. Parker Kern here along with... Who is this today? It's Mr. Bobby Moore. And Bobby, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
It's good to put on my collar for the day.
I was going to say, you look great. Father is off this week. He's on a little vacation away. So Bobby is stepping in today graciously to co-host this weekend's episode of the 23 Podcast. It's really great to have you, Bobby. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So I understand that your daughter celebrated First Communion last weekend.
She did.
And how was that?
It was awesome. It was great. She was excited.
Mm-hmm.
A little nervous. She did not like the wine. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's good because it's blood. But
true.
She didn't like it. But I said, that's cool because you don't really have to take it anymore.
Oh yeah, it's an acquired taste. I would say it was kind of funny. Marissa, my fiance, was here recording video, and we got a great clip of her taking the blood. But there were several kids who were as I was going through and editing the video that went out on Monday morning. There was several that just made like an awful face after. So it was like you said, it's blood. So I, you know, but. It was interesting. It definitely is an acquired taste.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's great. It's that I think that's like other than like receiving Jesus.
Oh yeah,
I think that's like my favorite part of mm-hmm. watching First Communion.
Yeah.
Is these kids that are only in second grade and we're like, yeah, you know what? Take a sip of alcohol.
Go ahead.
Take a sip of wine. Yeah. You know, and they're like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
So
it's probably a good thing, honestly.
Yeah, probably. I remember when at my brother's First Communion, mm-hmm. he. We have a video of it. He took a long swig, and by the blessing at the end of the mass, he was like falling asleep.
He had a little bit too much.
A little too much blood.
Oh boy.
So
that'll get you too. But for sure when you're 8 years old like that, it's pretty interesting. Yeah, it's just interesting to watch. It's so really so beautiful to watch. The innocence of the kids for the first time. A lot of them, I think all of them took it really seriously, and kudos to Tracy and her team for really doing an awesome job in preparing them. But they really, you can tell that they were really invested in what was going on. And again, I think that kind of childlike innocence is what, you know, obviously what we're called to do every time when we receive Jesus as well, which sometimes when you're in your 20s or 30s or 50s or 70s, you might lose that luster a little bit, and it's good to just kind of circle back to that and see that reminder with those young people doing that and receiving it in that way with just that such a pure way of looking at it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a newness
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
'Cause, I mean, for us, we've been receiving since, what, second grade?
2005 for me.
You know?
Father and I talked about that last week.
Yeah. I'm back to, like, 93.
Oh, but, yeah.
Wow. But, you know, but there's a newness to it. Like, when you start a new job or you start, like, a new hobby or something, it's that whole, like, I want to do this.
Yep.
And I want to do this really well, and I want to put everything into it. But then after 15, 20 years, you're like, maybe it becomes more of, like, a habit than than something that you're really into. And I think that's the challenge for us is to hold on to that.
Yeah.
Hold on to that newness. 'Cause it's like you go to mass every Sunday and it's, you get to receive Jesus for the first time all over again.
Right.
You get to receive that person for the first time all over again. And it's a beautiful thing.
It's a clean slate every week. You could say,
well, yeah, I mean, we go to our like confession like six mm-hmm. times before we even receive,
that's right.
So
that's right. Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. Yeah. Again, for the people that have, you know, received Jesus 500, 5,000 times, that's a great way of looking at it. And, you know, again, the way that you prepare yourself mentally for it, I think matters as well, because you look at how they prepared themselves very extensively, of course. And we don't do that every week, probably most of us, but it is something that we should really maybe consider doing more or more intentionally as we're preparing. So again, as you're listening to this podcast, right, things do start to sometimes become almost like you said, a habit or like, almost like a rote memorization, if you will, like memorizing, you know, when you're taking a test, like, okay, here's the answers to the test. I know this is A and C and B and D, and then you go through and, but this is not a test, right? This is the body and blood of Jesus Christ that we get to receive every week. And like you said, we receive it for the first time every time. And that's really special.
Yeah. I mean, we get confused. We think that it's a representation, but it's a representation.
That's great. Of, I like that.
It's the representation of Jesus dying on the cross for us. So we're going back to that moment every single Sunday, every Mass, we're going back to that moment.
I really like that. So, representation. Wow.
Yeah, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
I was going to say, you should be here more often, man. You should.
I should do like youth ministry or something.
You should. That's probably a good idea. I think that's a good career choice for you and a good vocation.
So
anything else new with you, Bobby?
Oh man.
Busy dad, I know.
Busy dad. Summer's coming up, which is great. Yeah. And also a curse, because now my all day babysitting for my kids is gone with school being out.
Oof,
so
yeah.
So it's a little bit crazy, but we're in the rec program. Kids are gonna learn some new sports and
awesome.
Do some things. Phillies are playing well.
Oh baby.
So
they certainly are.
Go Phils. Yeah. So I think they just won last night. Oh man, they're like 25-11 right now, which is
insane.
Unheard of. So let's see. And then the Eagles, they drafted the Toledo kid.
Yeah, they drafted Quinyon Johnson. So. Yes. Phillies won last night 10-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays, 26-11 their record on the season.
Yeah. Harper hit his second grand slam of the season already.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. So. Yeah, 10-1. That's a beatdown.
Yeah, so that's great. I mean, I love summertime.
Yeah,
I love it. It just slows down a little bit, mm-hmm. and we just relax and go on some vacations, and it's just really sweet.
It's a great time to just kind of not check out entirely, but have a little bit of. Father uses the word lull a lot, and I think that's a good way to put it. Not so much that there's nothing going on, or certainly that there's nothing important going on, but yeah, there's stuff going on, but maybe the pace is a little bit more relaxed. And, you know, you come into the office wearing t-shirt and flip-flops instead of, you know, normal garb. And you go outside and it's nice. And oh, I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go out and play, you know, basketball or pickleball or something. Or, you know, go play in the backyard with my kids after, like, you know, I think there's a real aura around, like, this time of year. As you kind of mentioned, I mean, for me too, I love this time of year. It's, you know, I always go back and forth between what my favorite season is, fall or summer. And like when I'm in the season that I'm, you know, I'm like, well, this is easily the best season. And then the next season rolls around and then I'm like, no, this is the best.
Right.
And then, you know, I wait a year and I go, okay, my power rankings are, you know, it's recency bias. So I'm always like, well, fall is the best season. And then I come back to summer. I'm like, no, this is really the best season.
Yeah.
So,
but I think there's a beauty of just being present in the season.
Oh yeah, 100%. So. That's a right. Yeah, just enjoying what it brings to you in the moment, because there are a lot of beautiful moments in every season. But certainly, you know, summer, you know, you get to sit outside, you get to walk around outside, you know, it's just different. Like you can interact more with the world around you other than just like walking out to your car, schlepping a snow shovel and then walking inside and sitting in there for, you know, there's like a new horizon that you can explore.
We joke, cause I live in the Saddlebrook area. So we've that sweet park in the middle of the neighborhood. It's funny cause all of the neighbors, we come out for the first time after the frost is all gone, the thawing out stage. And we're like, oh, it's been a while. It's been a whole winter since we've seen you. And we all emerge and we're like rubbing our eyes because it's sunny for once.
The great hibernation.
Yeah, the hibernation is over. Yeah. So, but then by August, we're all like, man, we're ready for the cooler weather.
Yeah, right. So. Especially August around here. I mean, it gets very, very humid. I know that, you know, you came from, I mean, you've been all over the country, but probably the Ohio August is grueling, you know.
It's a
90 degrees here is a lot different than it is in Arizona or Texas.
That's it's my wife and I have said that we'll never get a pool here because it never gets hot enough. Because I mean, once it gets so hot in Texas, like there's things in my car right now that have melted.
Whoa.
In there because it was like 125 degrees in my car at some points.
That's great.
But we'll take the breezes and and things like that. So, yeah summer in Texas. Goes from like May till January.
That's great though. I mean, like for some that are, you know, retired or work remote, whatever, like if you could just have summer here and then like go there for 3 or 4 months, you got warm weather for like 8-9 months out of the year.
Oh yeah.
Like that would be, that's the life I want to live.
Yep.
One day.
But if you do go to Texas, March is the best time.
March?
It's like 70 degrees. Mm. At night, it's like 65.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Yeah, nothing like a nice mid-60s night. Yeah. That's the prime. That's the prime. Like, just to the point where you're like, do I grab a sweatshirt or do I just stay like this with a t-shirt? Like, there's just that's the prime. That's the prime for me right there.
Yeah. That's, well, 65. Texas, you always have a sweatshirt with you because if you go to the restaurant, it's 30 degrees cooler than it is outside. Right. So you need one.
True. Yeah, I remember my one of my science teachers in grade school used to talk about our body's internal thermostat, which is called homeostasis.
I heard about that.
Yeah, homeostasis.
Once.
So it like regulates your internal. So I mean, because you're always at about 98.6, hopefully, and you know, based on your surroundings, that homeostasis, you know, it's like a thermostat in your house. It adapts to what's going on around it. So that would just throw mine completely out of whack. But yeah. But that's what happened. Everything's bigger in Texas. Even the temperature changes.
It is. It
inside
is.
Inside to outside.
It is.
I'm so upset that I didn't get to go to Franklin's Barbecue. Have you been to Franklin's?
I never went to Franklin's.
In Austin.
No. It's like Austin's weird, though.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest place ever.
Yeah. Well, there was Marissa and her family traveled down there a couple of summers ago in 22. And I flew into Houston and met them. But they drove all the way down from Ohio to Texas, and they, you know, stopped along the way, but they went to Austin the day before Houston, and they had this great spread of barbecue, and ever since I've been just so upset that I didn't get to go. You have to like wait like 6 months for this barbecue place. Like you can place an order 6 months in advance online.
That's crazy.
And like they're booked out, like they're only open from like 9 to 4 every day. They sell out, like they have a specific amount of like pre-orders, so they make that, and then whatever else they have they sell to people on the street that are lucky enough to get up to the truck, and then they're done.
That's awesome.
Then they just go home and they make,
that's when you bank. Know it's like a good
oh
thing.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, I was so upset that, you know, but I think actually it was like around Father Herb's retirement weekend, so I think what happened was I stayed for that and then I left or something like that, so it was for Father Herb. I missed nice. Out on the barbecue.
I mean, I guess that guy's worth missing out.
He's
on
worth
world
a lot.
Class barbecue.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping that he would actually feel so bad for me that he would fly down there with me and get some after, but that hasn't happened yet. So, but yeah. He's retired now, so maybe one day.
Yeah, he's got time.
He's got a lot of time.
He's got some time.
I'm sure he could do some ministry out there, you know, on the sidewalk. Could you imagine that? Just going up to the barbecue joint and having.
I mean, barbecue ministry, right?
That's great, man. That's great.
I mean, Chris Turner does the beach ministry.
He does. It's true.
We could go do barbecue ministry. You just go to barbecue places for lunch every day and invite people to church.
Yeah. Well, great. Robert Baer got me on a kick to you know, maybe look at buying a smoker because he, for that bourbon night, he had some great pork.
Oh my gosh.
And you had told me about it.
They crushed that.
Yeah. I mean, it was so good. And I was like, what do you have? What smoker do you have?
Yeah.
And it, I mean, it was excellent. So
yeah, it wasn't just him. There was a bunch of guys.
Oh yeah. That, yeah. 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 Yeah.
And people were like, how did you get them? I was like, people would ask, how did you get so many people to donate so much pork butt?
Right.
And I was like, you tell a guy to go spend an entire day to go smoke meat.
Yeah. That's
like the epitome of summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you can enjoy, you can sit out there, you can watch, you know, you can enjoy it. Just
have a brew.
Have a brew, smell it. I mean, the smells are the smoker. Marissa's dad has a smoker, and I just love, like, just going around and smelling. It's just the pellets that are going, and you know, whatever pellets and meat are, it's just so good. So
yeah,
good.
That's on my wish list, but
yeah,
we'll see.
We will see. All right, Bobby, we got to get rolling here, man. I could just stand and talk with you all day, man. This is great, but
sounds good.
Let's get into what's going on around the parish, and then we can talk a little bit about the gospel.
Yeah. First thing coming up is, we have a Eucharistic ministers training. This is for all new, so those who are looking to become Eucharistic ministers, and for everyone who is currently involved, that's on Wednesday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. A couple of other things. VBS is coming up. That registration is going to open up here soon on 23.church.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great week. Wild things. Tracy's working hard. She's got a lot of volunteers doing
She's got a lot going on right now, man.
She does. Shout out
to Tracy, man.
And she's kicking butt, too. Yeah. She's rocking it. So
I mean, she just over a couple months longer tenure than I am here, and she's really doing great things.
Yeah, so and VBS, model. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. VBS will be June 10th to the 13th,
okay,
from 8:30 to 11:30. So it's going to be pretty awesome. My kids will be there.
Oh, yeah.
So there might be some special guests coming. I don't even know. Mm. I've seen some videos and heard some things through the walls, and it sounds wild.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
Oh, man, that would be great.
If he would come back from the dead and come to,
that'd be great,
come
man.
To VBS.
He got The Rock.
If you smell.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Vacation Bible School. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We would all the people would die. Oh, so. Yeah.
I would definitely die.
Oh, my gosh.
So
it'd be great. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really a few of the big things. Oh no.
All right, man.
No, well, actually we have Chris Stefanik coming.
Oh yes.
The thing that I got put in charge of, I forgot.
Oh boy.
Which is part of the course for my life.
Part of the course.
If you ask my wife, that's part of the course. but she doesn't listen. Yeah. She's like the 99% that doesn't listen to this thing. So Chris Stefanik is coming September 11th. If you have no idea who this guy is, go to Real Life Catholic or check out his YouTube videos. Just type in Real Life Catholic Chris Stefanik.
Cool.
He's coming. He's going to knock it out of the park. He's really awesome, dynamic. That event, it's a paid thing, but you can sign up for that on 23.church.
I think it's every penny.
I think it's $33 before August 21st, and then it jumps up.
So get your tickets now.
Yeah, don't be last minute.
Yep.
Don't be last minute. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is a great event.
Can't wait. So, all right. And you know what else I can't wait for, Bobby, is this scripture.
Yeah, that'll be good.
So if you could read the gospel for us, that'd be great.
Yeah, this is from Mark. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 20. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs.
Interesting. I mean, pretty self-explanatory there at the beginning.
Yeah.
Go and proclaim.
Yeah,
go into the world, proclaim the gospel to every creature.
Yeah.
The as Father Jeff Rose says, the most important sign in this church is the exit sign.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Pretty much.
We talked about receiving Jesus. Like,
yeah.
How are we gonna have other people experience that beauty and that joy if we're not getting our own butts out there and telling them something, you know? One of the things I always tell the high school kids is, or I ask them, I go, what do you get for Christmas? Like, what's the one thing that you get for Christmas? Like, what's that big gift? And they're like, oh, it's this. And I go, okay, well, what's the first thing you do? And they're like, oh, well, I send a picture out on Snapchat to all my friends, or that's how they talk to each other. They don't talk face to face anymore.
Yeah.
Or they'll put it on Instagram and stuff. I'm like, yeah, you tell people about it, right? Like, what is the point of receiving the King of the Universe if you're not willing to share the fact that you're receiving the King of the Universe?
100%. Yeah, goes back to the barbecue analogy, right? If you get a big sumptuous plate of barbecue food, you could just eat it all by yourself. But I feel like there's more to it in terms of like sharing it with others. And again, in the era, the post-COVID, hopefully, era, where now we can do that again, right? It used to be 4 or 5 years ago was a sin to gather with others.
Yeah.
Right? But now we can again, and I think that makes that much sweeter and more profound for us to really be able to delve in and share time with others, share our gifts with others, share peace with others, and share the Lord with others, because that's really what it's all about, and that's exactly what this passage is saying.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not even like it's like, okay news or like bad news. Like it's tough to go out and be like, you're dying, right? Yeah. But it's like you are living. You're gonna like live forever. Mm-hmm. And it's just an incredible thing. Like it's good news. It's yeah. really good news.
Yeah, all because God loves us that much. That's insane.
Yeah. And I mean, why do we exist? God loves us.
Right. Why are we sitting on this podcast talking, breathing, living? We both got here safely today. Like, these are the things that sometimes we just forget.
Yeah. I mean, why does barbecue taste good? God loves us. Mm-hmm. Right? God could have made food taste terrible.
Yeah.
He could have made it taste terrible.
What if he just made us so, like, we didn't even need to eat to live?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we could just sustain our... That would be terrible. I mean, there would not be any point in living.
Right. Or, I mean, it's just...
It would be sort of, yeah, it would lose its luster.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a joy.
Oh, yeah.
In being able to eat something that tastes really good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the dessert table is so attractive after mass.
Yeah. And I think there used to be on the Carrabba's bag, the Italian restaurant Carrabba's, there was a quote from the founder. And I don't necessarily agree with this, but the quote was, "There is no love greater than the love of food." And while I don't necessarily agree that, you know, food trumps people or God, I do agree that the experience of food and sharing it, again, see, sharing it with others is you know, incredible. And we share Jesus with one another every week at Mass.
Right. And maybe that's even why Jesus chose food instead of like this like over incredibly like huge fire breathing dragon.
Yeah. Or like, you know, just manna everywhere. Just manna just like falls down and it's like, okay, it's time to eat. Here's your food. You know, it's like a fish tank. It just dumps the manna down and everybody runs and gets it and eats it and moves on with their life.
So, I mean, that's probably why he's bread.
True.
He could make it himself taste a little bit better on some days, but you know. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, well, Bobby, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been really fun to have you and to chat. We should do this more often.
Yeah, this is fun. This is fun. I did this once before when I first got here because I came in COVID.
Okay, yeah, with Michael?
It was my, like, introduction to the parish because, again, COVID and I couldn't, like, talk to people.
Well, make sure you give me a good Yelp review, okay?
I will.
As far as the podcast host. You know, I want to keep this gig. This is
five stars.
This is, oh, thank you.
Five stars.
Five stars to you. Would you like to say a little prayer for us as we wrap up today?
Yeah, we can jump in. All right. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the gift of our parish and for the community that we have. We also thank you for the gift of the Eucharist and the ways that you feed us and fill us for our weeks ahead. And we just ask that you may give us the courage and the strength to go out and be those disciples and to not fear the treacheries of this world. We just ask that you send your Spirit upon us as we prepare for you in the Eucharist this week. We just ask this in your name. Amen. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Bobby, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody have a great day, and we will see you this weekend.
Go Phils.